VOA News, I'm David Byrd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning President Donald Trump not to retaliate against the whistleblower whose complaint is at the impeachment probe center. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president this morning referred to the CIA officer as the so-called whistleblower, saying it sounds more and more like they're not a whistleblower at all, but a partisan operative. Yesterday, he went after those who may have given information to the whistleblower, saying they're close to a spy.
You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart, right? The spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little differently than we do now.
Bloomberg recorded the president's comments in New York. Pelosi tells MSNBC she's worried and says House panels will make sure there's no retaliation against anyone who provided information in the case. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Pakistan's prime minister urged the international community Friday to intervene in Indian-controlled Kashmir and prevent a war between nuclear neighbors India and Pakistan. Imran Khan told the UN General Assembly the situation in Kashmir will turn into, in his words, a bloodbath. The region has been under an Indian-imposed curfew and communications blackout since August 5th. The security crackdown on the Muslim-majority territory has led to a dangerous escalation between the two neighbors. Speaking a short time before his Pakistani counterpart, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made no mention of the situation in Kashmir, but he did speak about terrorism. India says that Kashmir is a bilateral issue to be resolved with Pakistan, but has resisted engaging in any talks. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five and many in chains and bearing scars from beatings, have been rescued in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school in northern Nigeria. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children, aged between five and late teens. It's thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
Ciara Lee of Reuters. The British-flagged Stena Impero tanker, which was detained by Iran's Revolutionary Guards in July, has entered the port of Rashid in Dubai, according to Refinitiv shipping data. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the ship was the center of an international row between Britain and Iran.
Iran detained Stena Impero in July near the Strait of Hormuz for alleged marine violations. It was just 2 weeks after Britain detained an Iranian tanker off Gibraltar, which was released in August. Earlier this week, Iran said all legal hurdles for the ship to be released had been cleared. The judicial file on the vessel is still open, though, and the process of looking into violations committed by the ship is ongoing, according to Iranian authorities. The seizure of Stena Impero ratcheted up tensions in the region. It came after attacks in May and June on other merchant vessels in Gulf waters. Incidents Washington blamed on Tehran, who denied any involvement.
That is Lauren Anthony of Reuters. North Korea says it wants President Donald Trump to produce a breakthrough in their stalled nuclear diplomacy talks. As AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports, the statement follows Trump saying another meeting could happen soon.
The North doubts any summit breakthrough can be made because of U.S. views that North Korea must disarm first. North Korea wants a step-by-step disarmament process in which its moves are matched by U.S. actions. North Korea accuses the U.S. of not acting to implement a joint statement issued after the first summit between Kim and Trump in Singapore last year. I'm Zaria Shackley.
And orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased, but only slightly last month. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.